We're learning Masech the Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. They were beginning the last few words of Nun Beis Amad Beis. It said in the Mishnah of Lo Yechotza B'Yerushalayim, there wasn't a courtyard on Shalayim that did not get lit up by these tall candelabras that were 50 amas high, then the whole Yerushalayim got lit up from that. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Isha Hoysa Bereres Chitim La'or Shal Beis HaSheva. A lady was able to sift and pick out the rocks from the Chitim with the light of the Beis HaSheva. That's how light it was. Now, Tosfos asks, brings down the Yashami, they ask, how you let her do that? There's an Issa Me'ilah. There's an Issa Me'ilah from Tavanah, from things from Hektish. And here the Shemen and Psilos were from Hektish. So the Yashami answers that Koil Umara V'Reach Embram Shemi'ilah. Sound or sight or smell, there's no Me'ilah. But Tosfos asks, in the Gemara Pesachim, it says there's no Issa Me'ilah, but there's an Issa, there's Tama Issa. So the Tosfos says, it was possible, it was light enough. I was just giving you just to imagine how light it was. It was light enough that you were able to pick out and clean out the chitim with this light. That's how light it was. But not that they did it l'maisa. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, chasidim va'anche maisa, they juggled and they said, shirois v'sishbachos. What exactly did they do? What shirois v'sishbachos did they do? Tanu Rabbanan. Yeshmem oimrim, some of them said, this shvach vahida, they said, Ashrei yalduseinu shlei baisha ezikneseinu. He says, thank the Eibishter that when we were younger, we didn't do averus, and therefore we're not embarrassed now that we got older from our youth. Sometimes a person, when he gets older, he's embarrassed by his youth, that his youth was like, it was wild when he was younger. Here, these chasidim v'anshei maisa were tzaddikim straight through and through. Elu chasidim v'anshei maisa. That's the chasidim v'anshei maisa. The yeshmem oimrim, Ashrei ezikneseinu shekipra es yaldaseinu. Elu Bali Tshuva. The Bali Tshuva had a different line. They said, Baruch Hashem, for our older years, which was a kapara for our younger years, we did tshuva and we are better. That's the different type of the shvachas that people said. Elu ve'elu oimrim, both of them said, Asher mishlei chata, u'mishlei chata yashu v'yim chaloi. Praiseworthy is one who didn't do any averis, and those who did averis, Hashem will come and be meichel them if they do tshuva. When Hila Azakin was Mesamech and the Simcha Yesheva, what does he say? Omar Kain. If I'm kan, hakol kan. If I'm here, then everything is here. If I'm not here, Mikan, who's here? And Rashi explains that it's not going on him. It's going B'Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem is saying that if I am here, in my Shechina is being Shoira, in this Beis HaMikdash, so then everything is here. But if you do averus and you chase away the Shechina, Kaviyachol, then the Shechina will not be here, and then there's nothing here. So that's a Rashi Taitzer. Just go on a Shmoy Shekarish Baruch Hu. But Taitzer actually brings down that from the Yishalmi, it's Hillel himself saying on himself, and he's saying that if he's here, everything's here. I in the Taitzer's B'Shem, the Yishalmi. But Rashi says it's going on Karish Baruch Hu. Zok the Gemara Vayta. He used to say also another thing. The place where I love going, my steps take me there to the Beis Medrash. And Hashem says, if you come to my house, I'll come to your house and bench you. If you don't come to my house to the Beis Medrash, I will not come to your house. When teaching, there's not Pasuk Shah. What Tachi Pasuk means, anytime you come and you daven and you learn, you ask Hashem, I'm going to come to you and bench you. Avu Roya Gilgalis Achas Shoshof Apnei Amayim, Hillel HaZaki one time saw a skull floating on the water. Omalei, he said, Al Da'atvas Atfuch, Umeitifach Itufum, which means, he saw the skull floating, he said, it must have been that you did Avera, and because you did Avera, you killed someone, so someone you got it back. You got it midah l'midah. And the person who killed you, you're too full, and he'll also get this back. Hashem is always takes care of the Rishon. Don't think you get away with it. Om Rav Yechna, Ragloy debar inish inun ha-revenba. The feet of a person is Arev will take him to the right spot. La asad the mizboyi tamon mevilin yasei. Wherever he's supposed to go, Hashem will arrange that your feet will take you there. And the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this. Hanu tre kushoi. There was these two kushoi, which usually means black people, but Rashi says al shem shoi yofim kar lahachi, because they were very good looking. They called them that. They were in front of Shloima. They were like Shloima's ministers. They're seifrim. And one's name, and it's brought down in the Rayam, in this Pasuk, in Malachim, this Pasuk, One's name was Eli Chayref, and the other was Vachia b'nei Sheisha Soifrim. There were these two people, the Shlomah, the Soifrim and Shlomah Hava. Yom Echad, one day, Chazal Malach HaMavis, Tavik Otsev. Shlomah Melech, who even had Sheiches to the Malachim, he saw the Malach HaMavis that he was in a bad mood. Amalei Amayat Seivis, why are you so upset? Amalei, the Kaboy b'nei Hanit Harti Kushoyi, because I'm supposed to be killing these two Kushoyi, these two Tzadikim here, the Yasvi Acha. And I can't get to them. I can't get to them because the gzera of them to die was not over here, to somewhere else. But Avshalom HaMelech didn't know exactly what was going on, but he heard that these two kishoyi, these two people are in sakana. So what do you do? Masrinu l'seirim, he gave them to the shadim. He knew the shindalot. He knew the shadim. He was a melech aleim, like Rashi says. Vayeshev Shloima al kisei Hashem lemelech, and it says we darshan from that. That he was the melech over the shadim, so he got one of the shadim to do a job for him. He says, bring him to Luz, to the city called Luz. That's the ear. She'ein malach hamavas shoylet v'seicha. Gemara says, Saita says, Luz was a city. Then the malach hamavas didn't have any shlita, didn't have any control there. So he gave them to the seirim, she'adrinu l'machuz l'Luz, to go to the area of Luz. Kimoto v'chuz l'Luz, shchivu, they immediately died. L'machar, Chazal Malach HaMavis, Tavik HaBadach. So next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis in a great mood. Only Ma'avadichas, why is she a good mood? Only Va'aseh the boy minei Tamun Shadrinu. You sent him to the doorway of Luz, and that is where they were supposed to die. They would have stayed here. I couldn't get them. You sent him to the place Mamush were supposed to die. Miyad pasuk shloim va'omer ragloi d'var inish ino raven bay la'asad misboi tamam avilin yasei. He said the feet of a person is a arev, and the place they're supposed to go, that's where they land up going. And that's what happened over here. Where the place where they're going to die, that's where they landed up. Tanya learned to the bright. So Amar lo Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, k'sher sameach simchas beis sheva, when he was being mesameach, making it very freilich and happy, even simchas beis sheva, he noit al shmeina avukas shalor. He took 8 torches of fire, v'zorik achas noit lachas, threw up one and threw down one, ve'inega zu v'zu, and they didn't touch each other. He juggled 8 torches without them touching each other. Ukeshu mishtachave. And when he used to bow down, b'shas ma'ase, he did a few acts, and one of them was bowing down. What he did was noyitz shnei goylavaretz. He stuck his 2 thumbs into the ground, v'shoich, and he bent down v'noyishuk his rispa and kissed the floor, v'zoikif, and he popped right back up. V'enkol bria yechoyel lasis kein. There was no one in that dar who could do such a move. It was a very hard acrobatic move, and the only one who could do it was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'zui kida. This is called in the Gemara language kida. Kida means a certain ishtachavadi. He kissed the floor. His face touches the floor. So this is called kida. Levi, who is a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, this is after the second base of Mikdash, Levi achvi kida kamei the Rebbe. He wanted to show Rebbe how he could do kida, v'itla. And he became lame from that. He hurt his foot. Because when you go back up, there's a lot of pressure on the feet. The whole body has to come back up. And he hurt himself because of that. And it sounds like it happened from showing kida. Faitim Rakasha of Hagarmlay was the kida, the thing that caused him to become lame. But the Gemara says a different thing. A person shouldn't talk disrespectfully, klape maila, klape Hashem. Shrei Adam Godol, tiach dvarim klape maila. There's one time a big Adam Godol, a person who talked not properly, klape maila. The Gemara says in Tainis that he said that they one time had a fast, there was no rain. And the rain wasn't coming. So Levi said, Alisa v'shakta gemar, and told Hashem, you went up there and sat there, you don't care about your children? That was not a proper way of davening. Actually, I think the rain came from it, but it was not the proper way of asking for it. V'itla, and because of that, he became lame. Umaru Levi, who's the other God of Levi? So you see, what do you see from here? That Levi got lame for Oynish, for being Matiah Klavi Maila, not because he was showing how to do Kida. My answer is, Haval Garmule. They both caused it. Of course, it happened to Shas, this dangerous move. But Hashem would have protected him if not for that. And because he deserved something, so Shas doing a dangerous move, something happened. Not every time dangerous something happens. There has to be, he deserved it also. Levi Avantal Kamei the Rebbe. But when someone does something dangerous, he's a bigger sakana, of course. That is when you should be very careful. That's when you have to be careful. You have to be careful, you have good schusim. Levi Amatal Kamei the Rebbe. Levi used to make simcha for Rebbe. It says in Rashi from the Gemara Medarim that Rebbe was a very serious person. He just tried to make mesameach him some of the Tamni Sakini with eight knives, the juggling eight knives. Shmuel Kamei Shvar Malka v'Tamni Mazgi Chamra. He used to do it with eight cups of wine. This is the biggest trick of all. Eight cups of wine, and Rashi says, nothing dripped out of it. V'ein Hayai Nishpach. Taking eight cups of wine, juggling it, and no wine spilled out of it. Abayi Kamei the Rabba v'Tamni Bey with eight eggs. V'Amla Ba'abey with four eggs. Eggs already we've seen, but the eight cups of wine, that's pretty good. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Tanya, Omer Rav Yeshua Bechananya. Kishayuna. Tanya, Omer Rav Yeshua Bechananya. Kishayuna Smechim, Simcha Be'Sheva, Loi Re'inu Shina Be'Neinu. B'Shas, the Simcha Be'Sheva, we did not sleep. The whole Chalamoy, Chalamoy, we did not sleep. We were dancing and singing the whole Chalamoy. Ketzad, I give you the schedule. Shor Rishoyna Tomach HaShachar. The first hour in the morning was Tomach HaShachar. Misham Latfila, Rashi Mavar, that Rabbi Yeshua Mechananya was in the choir of the Levim, so he was part of Tomach HaShachar. Misham Latfila, from there they went to davening. Misham Lekar Musav, then to the Kar Musav, Misham Tfilas Musafim, Tfilas Musafim. The Tashvat brings a right from here, that even Mishas Beis Mikdash Kayam, they had Tfilas Kavuas. They had Tfilas Kavuas, Tfilas Shachar, Tfilas Musav, wasn't the same words, but they had Tfilas. Misham Latfilas Musafim, Misham Lebeis HaMedrash, Misham la'achila v'shiyat, that learn a vessel, v'adam, Misham la'achila v'shiyat, first learn, Misham la'achila v'shiyat, the Tzudus Yontif, Misham la'tfilas mincha, Misham la'tomach ben abayim, then tomach ben abayim, if you realize, the tomach of shachar has four shachars, so it comes before tefillah. By mincha, the mincha is before tomach ben abayim. So Marashah explains, because in the Beis HaMikdash, just like the first carbon and the last carbon were the two tamidim, the tefillah also is in between, it's like it's in carbon, it was in between. Mekan ve'elech, what? Did I have late? What? Mekan ve'elech, the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Mekan ve'elech, afterwards he went to the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. And that was it. And they didn't sleep at all. The whole night was Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Break the Gemara, you tell me they didn't sleep. Ain't even. Om Rav Yechanan, Shvuah, Shle'isha, Shle'isha, Yamim, Malkinoi, Sivyoshan, La'altar. That if you make a Shvuah that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, you're good if Malkus right away, and he can sleep right away. His nether is like a shvuah shav. It's like making a shvuah on something that's gold, that it's wood. It's not a shvuah. It's right away. The shvuah is over. He could go to sleep right away. So here, how can you say he didn't sleep for 6 days? They fell asleep on each other's shoulders. Some of the colds fell on the rest of the kasha. What about it's sukkahs? You have to sleep in a sukkah. What do you mean they slept on the shoulders? They didn't have a sukkah. So it's a kasha taka. You have to say in the Holchei Drachim or different trutzim. But the Tashpat himself, I think, in a different place, talks about that shayla. And he says in the Beis HaMikdash, they could be they had a sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them shot them all. What?
They ate and drank.
They ate and drank, they went into a sukkah, they didn't drink. They didn't say there. No, but here it's Rashi where they slept over there. Mamash a kaspe on each other's shoulders. Mamash Rashi over there. So there is a mahalach that there was a sukkah on top of his noshim. There was taka sukkah there. That sukkah. Chomesh Esrei Milas. Dr. Maravaita. It said in the Mishnah that there was 15 steps, and this is talking about the Nisach HaMayim with the Shofar and the Nisach HaMayim. So they stood at the top door, and they blew Shofar. They went down steps. So the 10th step, they blew shofar, came down to the bottom, blew shofar until they went out to get the water, to draw the water. Omle Rav Chista Lhum Rabbanon, Tama Kamasada Agarta Kamei. Rav Chista told this person, this one of the Rabbanon, who was Masada Agarta from him, Omle Shmilach Hani Chomesh Esri Milas Knegim Bi Omrim David. Do you know if these are 15 Shir Hamalos that you would find in Tehillim? Who did David say it connected? What are these 15 Shir Hamalos connected? When David dug the shisim under the mizbeach by the Beis HaMikdash, what happened was the depth, the water in the depth came up. Wanted to flood the whole world. Now Rashi speaks out. He simply said that it was created from Shesh Be'Bereshis. The Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat he says that he doesn't hold it at Mandi Amar. The other pshat he says maybe he got fill of Afar and Tzreiris. And you had to redig them. So you had to redig these shisim. And when he redid it, when he dug it, all of a sudden, the whole depth of the water came up, wanted to flood the world. Amar David, Chomesh Esrei Milas, he said 15 Shir HaMalas, so I read them, and he made it go down. Great thing, tomorrow, then it shouldn't be called Shir HaMalas, it should be called Shir HaYardas. Yachi, Chomesh Esrei Milas, Yardas of Barilei. Malas means like bringing it up. Here, bringing it down. What's going on? Amalei, so I'll tell you the Teretz. Hovet Chartam, you brought this up, Hachiyatmar, I'll explain what happened. Hachiyatmar. B'shashakar David Shusim, B'shas, when David dug these Shusim, these tunnels, these holes going underground, Kafa Taima, the depth, the water underground came up by the Mishtva Amma, wanted to flood the world. Amar David, mi yikid yada yishar the Mikhtav Shem. Does anyone here know if you're allowed to write a shame, the shame Hashem achaspa on a piece of cheres, v'nishtaya b'taima will throw it into the depths. Rashi explains why punk the cheres. Rashi is two pshatim. Either pshat is cheres is heavy and it sinks, or in the Medrash Shmuel it says that this piece of cheres was there metchila, and he was digging out the shisim, he moved it, and that's why the water came up. That's where he had this cheres from. He wanted to know, could he put Shem Hashem in it and put it in? What's the shayla? So they get rubbed out. And now he'll be making Shem Hashem. But Lekka the Kamalei Midi, no one answered, no one knew the answer. He wasn't sure what to do, David said. And Rashi explained, David maybe even knew, but he didn't want to paskel in front of his Rebbe Achitayfel, because Eimar Allah Hafnei Rabbi. So Lekka the Kamalei Midi, no one said anything. Amar David called Yoda Lameim Rebbeinu Eimar, Yechana Ikbe Groina. Anyone knows what the answer, and doesn't answer, should get strangled. So Nasa Achitayfel now knew he had to answer. Nasa Achitayfel Kavachayim Ba'atzma. He said a Kavachayimer. Umar Lassi Sholem Inishto Ishtoi Madach Ba'ya Soita. Which, if it's Nisbar, that she did not do Avera, will make Shalom and Isra Ishtoi. And because of that, Amr Tayra Shemi Shenichta V'Kedusha. My name that was written V'Kedusha Yimal Chala Ma'ayim. Take a Megillah that was written V'Kedusha Sefer Tayra. And you let it get erased on the water. So, for Shalom, we do that. So, lots of Shalom, Cholom, Kulit, to save the whole world, Lachas Kavim Kama, of course. Amalei, Shari, Sachtel, Paskin, Mutter. It's Mutter to do. Kosef Shem Achas, but Dovra Melech wrote a name on the Chasva, but Shadil Taimah, he threw it into the depth. Benachis Taimah, Shitzer Afeg Amidi. It went down 16,000 Amos down. The water went down. Kichaz Nachas Tuva, when Dovra Melech saw the water went down so deep, he didn't want that because he needed a high water table. Amma Kamad Midli Tvei, Murtav Amma, the higher the water table, the more luscious the world will be, the fields and everything. So Amma Chomesh Esh Shir Hamala. He said 15 Shir Hamala is for Aske Chamesa Afig Amidi. It raised the 15,000 Amos. Now we left it 1,000 Amos. Ukum Afig Amidi. We left it with 1,000 Amos. Amma Ula Shemavino. You see from here Sumcha the Ara Afig Amidi. You see from here the thickness of the ground is till the water is 1,000 Amos. For Gemara Vachazir and the Kareen and Purta of Nafgimai. You see, you dig a little bit and you find water. Not even 1,000 Amos. You dig 10, 20 feet, you can find water already. That's because the river Paras is pretty high. It's higher than the regular water table. And we know if you have water that's connected, then if water on one end is high, the water on the other end will also be high. So when you dig in the ground, the reason why that water is higher up is because it's connected to the Paras, it's called Sum, and we call it Sum, the ladder of Paras, because Paras goes high, and that's connected there, and therefore, it'll make the water even higher than the water table, and that's why we find water there. Akaponim, this Gemara, that's the story of the Shir Hamalas.